Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Alicia who lived in a giant treehouse. Alicia had everything she needed in there. A bed when she got tired, a blanket when she got cold, and all her stuffed animal friends for when she got lonely. Alicia used to live in her parents' house. It was the big one, right across the yard. But that was a long time ago, before she had reached the ripe old age of 7 and moved out on her own. Picture yourself on top of a stairway in a warm, comfortable home. At the bottom of the stairway is a state of peace, calm, and tranquility. Imagine lifting your foot and taking a step down the stairs. You are now one step closer to utter relaxation. You take another step, slowly, and then another at your own pace. You become more and more relaxed with each step until you finally reach the bottom, feeling utterly peaceful and calm. If one of your employees is creating tension in the workplace, either through hostile or rude behavior towards others, you have to deal with it quickly. Let's say you notice an employee is bullying one or more of their coworkers. The first step is to talk to the employees being bullied. If they feel that their coworkers' actions are inappropriate, you must then speak to the bully directly. Tell them you've noticed how their behavior is creating tension in the workplace and that it needs to stop immediately. Every family with a special needs child faces a world of unique challenges. Coping with those challenges requires a lot of extra time, effort, and understanding. Parents must set realistic expectations for their child and for themselves. Oftentimes, the more overwhelmed families become, the less likely they are to seek involvement with others, choosing instead to retreat inward. They must fight this urge and seek help during the times it's needed most.